Our next panelist is Claire Hannah, who is the SDLP MLA for South Belfast. Now, it might not be a very easy nor popular time to be an MLA in Stormont, but nevertheless, we need them and we need their wisdom. And we wish you all the best, Claire, and your colleagues in sorting out what is going on at the minute. But we appreciate that you were able to join us on the panel tonight. And Claire is no stranger to the issue of tax justice, having worked until recently for the international development NGO Concern, and as a councillor in Belfast City Council until recently. She was involved in a measure that sought to bring about or challenge the whole issue of tax dodging and tax competition. Now, reducing the rate of corporation tax is not necessarily tax dodging. It can eventually facilitate tax dodging, but it is a form of tax competition. And to quote one of my favourite bands, they've probably never been quoted in this building, I would imagine, before, Linkin Park, when the rich wage war, it's the poor who die. Well, when the economically powerful wage war, it is the economically poor who suffer. And that's a theme that's very relevant in this part of the world, but also in other parts of the world. And lastly, just to say about Claire, she knocked on my door when seeking election for the council. That would have been, 2011, okay. First time I'd ever voted, she got my vote then. And she gets it tonight to give us another valuable local perspective. Please welcome Claire Hannah.
Thanks very much. Thanks, John. And it's nice to know when you tramp the pavements that occasionally it does actually make a difference in voting terms. Folks, I'm afraid I have prepared a limited amount, partly because I submitted my dissertation today. I was finishing up a master's, and mainly because of the latest round of the circus in town at Stormont, and it has made for a very unproductive week in and out of Stormont House and various meetings. But the latest incarnation of the crisis and the lack of integrity and the lack of any, you know, real Christian ethos and values in Stormont at the moment does relate to what we're talking about. I was struck by a comment on The View last night, Arlene Foster's view of Christians in the form of Catholics and the left, when she said she was in place to essentially make sure that the SDLP didn't go and spend all the money on rosary beads and trips to Lourdes. But I assure her that our economic policy is slightly deeper than that. I must say, you talked about how there aren't MLAs with, I have to say, until I became an MLA, which was only 2 months ago, I was strongly against corporation tax and had said so publicly. So my challenge is to maintain that position whenever I'm in the Assembly. I think the corporation tax obsession is bizarre and terrifying. My dad, who's a chartered accountant, writing policy for the SDLP as a member in the late 80s and 90s, and he's quite convinced he sort of came up with the idea of corporation tax, which he has also rejected as a policy. But the fact that it's still being produced like a rabbit from a hat by politicians as a way of demonstrating their economic credibility is very disappointing. And the fact that now it's being pitched as the answer to all our problems, to attract foreign direct investment, when A, that's not the answer to our problems, and B, that ship has probably sailed. You know, if we were going to try and replicate the economy in the South, the time to do that was probably 10 and 15 and 20 years ago, whenever we didn't have it together. But, you know, fundamentally, in relation to what we've seen this week and what we see every few months, whatever pull factor it would have meant for corporations, and I think Richard has very clearly demolished that argument, the push factor of the institutions coming down and the threats of the institutions coming down every few months is exactly the opposite of what these elusive foreign direct investors are looking for. I think in general the strategy that's kind of being delivered by InvestNI is flawed. It is putting all our eggs in a foreign direct investment basket. It's not focusing really on diversity of the economy and of local businesses. And again, they're taking some lessons from the South and not the others, and not in parallel investing in, for example, third level education and in infrastructure. And again, not learning those diversification lessons. And if you look at somewhere like Shannon, Limerick, and when all the pharmaceutical factories, and I'm going to assume, Richard, that yours wasn't one of those pharmaceutical factories that suddenly got a better offer from Croatia and all left Shannon and that economy crumbled. And again, we're picking the lessons we want from the Republic, that if we lower our corporation tax, we'll win, and that's clearly not the case. My party's policy has been for the devolution of corporation tax. I have spoken against it at least one party conference. I do like to troll my colleagues occasionally by speaking against like motions on the A5 and stuff, because you've got to keep it a wee bit interesting. And actually, I checked, and our policy, there's obviously some subversives in our policy office still. Our policy is actually for the devolution of corporation tax, but we believe that the conditions aren't right to lower it at the moment. So we want the devolution and we want the powers, and I think that's an appropriate thing to want. And when I looked into some of the policies, we had more developed policy around using other tax variance levers, like, for example, VAT. And I read an interesting proposal about how we're one of the few, the UK in general, but regions that doesn't have some lever on VAT to, for example, influence tourism. And it could be, if you want to look at, for example, protecting Fermanagh from fracking, one of the ways to do that, apart from trying to legislate against it, which my colleague Mark Hitch-Durkin is trying to do, would be to establish it as a high-quality tourist destination. And one of the ways you could maybe do that is by using variance in VAT. Just picking up on some of the things that Richard and others said, I'm not somebody that is very familiar with a lot of biblical readings and things, but I'm struck by that concept of Jericho Road, and also a tweet that I searched on the hashtag that somebody said, you know, about we can't just pull the bodies out of the river, we've got to go further upstream and stop whoever's pushing them in. And I think, you know, it is, you know, I say as a social democrat and as Christian democrats in the room, that it's perfectly moral and it's the appropriate way to have our economy work for simply more people than it does. And that's something that personally I've tried to do, and politically I think my party does as well. You mentioned an initiative we'd worked on with Christian Aid, which was essentially to put a clause in Belfast City Council's procurement that would allow for scrutiny of the tax affairs of companies with whom we do business over 170,000. So it is the kind of higher end of things, but Belfast City Council now can and does ask them to self-certify and see if they have been investigated for tax avoidance and not evasion. And again, I had to consult my chartered accountant dad for the detailed differences between these, but generally people who you know, immorally abuse their liabilities and their responsibilities on tax. And we sold that as a local stimulus as well, that our local business will find it and do find it increasingly difficult to compete against those companies who aren't fairly paying their tax. Also, in my time in council, I was very proud to propose a motion that made us the first living wage council on the island, and other things besides around zero-hour contracts. Also want to, yes, briefly mention Richard's association with Jeremy Corbyn's campaign. Corbynite does sound like something you paint on your fence to prepare for the winter, so I don't know if that's going to catch on as a term, but whatever about his electability, he's certainly putting issues on the agenda that should have been long before. You know, talking about Trident shouldn't be a far left niche kind of joke political policy, and generally talking about how we've allowed the money men to control our economy and how nationalising the debt was allowed to happen, when you can think of how that money could have been spent by Social Democrats or Christian Democrats. So I think it's an important thing that's happening. When we talk about, yeah, basically I concur entirely. I'm scribbling for more arguments against corporation tax. Northern Ireland is trying to, if it adopts this policy, and let's face it, I don't think it will, and I'll explain why. We're trying to join that race to the bottom that really is endorsing and embracing the Apples and the Googles at the to the detriment of small local Indigenous that is cannibalised by it, and basically the principle that you know, tax should be progressive and should attack or should be levied on those who can afford to pay it, and that's the exact opposite of what's happening in our economy, particularly for businesses with unethical labour practices. So I have to finish up now, but I think I think part of the reason our politics is so flawed in Northern Ireland is possibly because we don't have tax variances and because we don't have some of those levers and some of those prompts for debate that other places have. I'm actually not making a case that we could use them at the moment, and I think we've clearly outlined that if we can't get together to make financial decisions on the smaller things, there's no way we're going to be able to agree on some of those bigger ticket items. But, you know, we're into our third decade of peace processing here, and people just living with that political discussion that's about process and talks and this and that. And maybe if we were having the kind of conversations that we're having here, maybe our politics would benefit. So I'm encouraged by the existence of Christians in the Left. I think that probably the most important, and certainly the community development and the conflict resolution work with the most integrity, is being delivered by churches, definitely. And I think, as somebody who is entirely committed to democracy and the political processes, democracy is how power changes hands here. And I think the more people that will get involved with the political parties of all hues and who will bring their moral and ethical impetus to that, the better for politics here. So I would urge everyone to bring your faith and to bring your perspective on these issues, and do get involved politically as much as you can.
Thank you, Claire, for that perspective on the local take on things.